my foot looked at.
Blog Talk Radio.
For an x-ray. And when I was on the in the x-ray room, they're supposed to ask you a couple of questions before they take the x-ray of your foot. So the guy comes in and he's like, oh, did anybody ask you if you're pregnant? And I said,
what?
Would you like to be? That is the next question.
Are you having foot babies?
I said, no. And the next question, he's like, and he just seemed so uncomfortable. He was like, when did you have the thing? I was like, 2 weeks ago?
The thing, he called it?
He called it the thing.
John Carpenter's the thing.
A doctor?
He's not a doctor. He's an x-ray technician.
But he isn't a technician?
Yeah.
This is a profession. Oh, someone in the medical profession is what
yes.
I'm trying to say.
Did he ask you the name of the Beatles?
He's like, I'm not doing your x-ray until you tell me all the Beatles. But it was just like, I just found it so funny that he felt so uncomfortable asking me about
The Thing.
The Thing.
1983 film, sci-fi horror.
The Thing That Should Not Be.
Oh, that too. Did you know that Metallica has another Cthulhu song on this album?
Really?
It's their third Cthulhu song in their canon.
No,
They own, like, the royalties for that? Like, anytime it's mentioned, they get a cut of it?
I don't know.
Copyright Cthulhu?
Well, I'm sure, like, those books are, like, public domain by now, right? Aren't they, like, 100 years old?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
It's like early 20th century.
Speaking of Metallica, I don't know if you guys saw, but Dave Mustaine offered a review.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited for this. I haven't heard this, what he said about the Metallica.
Oh, it's actually a text. I was hoping we can get a reading of it.
Sure.
It's definitely worth it because there's, in typical Mustaine fashion, there's a lot of, like, dog whistle insults. Like, on the surface, it
but
might
not like
not...
racist. You mean, like, just throwing
like
shade.
Like, passive aggressive.
Very passive aggressive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wait, this is Dave Mustaine reviewing the new Metallica album?
Yes. And so
keep in mind, Dave Mustaine very sensitive to all things dog related. So the fact that he's dog whistling shows just how upset he is.
Especially when his dog had the thing.
Yeah. Oh no.
Here, boy.
But that wasn't period blood. Oh, Lola got very excited when you did that. That wasn't period blood. That was blood from the dog getting kicked.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, the first thing he said was, like months ago, he said, I'm not going to say anything. He backed off, right?
Oh, wait. No.
I know, I'm just...
Click this thing.
But I'm just...
A few months ago, this was when he blocked us on Twitter, where he wrote that I'm not going to say anything. And the reason he blocked us was because in the post I was like, kudos to Dave Mustaine for finally figuring out how not to stir up drama. And then linking to all the other old dumb shit he said and being like, see, now he doesn't have to say this. Anyway, so you have the review in his own words. This is all first person Dave Mustaine.
This whole thing he said? This is
like a
book. I thought this was the writer saying this. It's like 100 pages long. All right.
It's three paragraphs. It seems much longer than it is. It's three paragraphs.
I've always been able to appreciate the talent in Metallica.
Really, though?
No. No, not really. Every band has its strengths and its weaknesses. For example, their strength was when I was in the band. Personally, from everything I heard so far, I think the new album is a good one. I hear that a lot of people have been making comments about Kirk Hammett and Rob Trujillo. Sounds Mexican. Not writing anything on it.
That was a very Trump-esque thing. I've heard a lot of people have said...
A lot of people are saying that they have the greatest songs. The songs are fantastic. Can't get enough of the songs. But sometimes that's just unavoidable. Sounds nice so far. I guess I would have loved more writing from both those guys because I loved Infectious Grooves and Suicidal Tendencies. And I always loved the lines Kirk wrote with Exodus. But that's the way the cookie crumbles when you're in the studio.
Why? So has Kirk Hammett not done anything since Exodus?
Yeah.
Like...
Well, I think that he's referring to like how he runs his albums. Like he just is basically all about him.
Right.
So he's just assuming that that's, you know, the normal way things go. I don't really think that's the case, you know.
No.
Different bands are different. Let's see what else. The best songs make the cut. Everyone wants to pick the best things.
What does that mean?
That
oh, that's why they didn't get to write on it, because their stuff wasn't good.
Like,
yeah, that's basically what he's saying.
But
I don't think
he's saying he wanted to hear more of their shit, though, because it is good.
No, he's saying he wanted to hear more of their shit because it's less good, and it would have meant the album was worse. He wishes the album was worse than it was.
I snuck into the rehearsal studio and switched the tapes, but they caught me at the last minute.
No.
Let's see what else. Is there more digs in here?
Yeah.
When it comes down, this is hurting my voice. When it comes down to critiquing production stuff, it's kind of a personal thing. One man's trash is another man's treasure. For example, I know a lot of people really dig Rick Rubin, and he's a hippie now. And the way that he produces stuff, while I respect Rick tremendously, I do think that what he does with bands like The Cult really works. And then when he does stuff with metal bands, it doesn't necessarily translate in the same way. Hardwired is definitely a different sounding record than, for example, Stinger.
Well, and hold on. So I don't understand why he even brings up Rick Rubin, because he had nothing to do with this album.
Maybe he thinks Rick Rubin is the producer.
Also, when was the last time Rick Rubin produced a Cult album? Like, he's saying, you know, like the stuff he does, as if that's current.
When was the last time there was a Cult album?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably 25 years ago, the album he's referencing. What is...
You're right.
Like, what the fuck is that all?
Maybe that's also a way for Dave to take a dig on, like, the older albums that Rick Rubin did produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's saying that all of Rick Rubin's metal output wasn't that good. Well, or nicely implying.
I know it took them 8 years to make this record, so I'm glad for them that people are digging it.
Wow.
I don't need 8 years. I put out 4 albums in that time. Wow. Only 4? I was slacking.
And beer.
Well, just passive-aggressive, like angry loser.
Hilarious.
Do you think that he's just... like, that band has stayed intact, like, the 4 of them, you know, obviously with...
Oh, 3
like,
of them.
Right, and he doesn't really have anyone that he kind of... Well, I guess...
he's got his lackey, Dave Ellison.
Yeah, Dave Ellison.
But even he, I feel, is like an employee.
Yeah, oh, he's definitely an employee, just like a really loyal employee. But, I mean, if Dave Ellison fell off the face of the earth, he'd just get a new bass, and it would be like, who cares? Would it change anything that much?
And was Dave Ellison always in the band, or did he drop off at some point?
He dropped off
back
for a while, and then eventually
and
they invited
back.
When they settled some lawsuit.
I didn't even know that, honestly. This must have been like after they made any relevant albums, right?
Yeah.
Because he was on all the relevant ones.
Oh, yeah. Like when after he had his surgery and he came back, he reactivated Megadeth. It was just him. It was only him, and then everybody else was not invited.
Oh.
Because it was like Sean Drover, the other his brother, and then James Lomenza.
What the fuck is up with poor Sean Drover's brother? He doesn't even get
I forget
his name.
Sean
Drover and the other Drover. Like,
Rob,
come on, man. That's so
he
hard.
Wasn't in the band, but he was in Yingwies.
That's
he's
like,
actually a big guitarist.
That's how Dave Mustaine would say it.
It's the same as the name of a bathroom. Sound it out.
Sean
Lou Drover.
Banya Drover.
Not a bath, a bathroom.
Toilet Drover.
Does anyone, like when Megadeth puts out new albums, does anyone ask the guys of Metallica what they think of it? Or is this only a one-way thing where
that's
it's only Dave gets
that's
asked?
That's a great point. No, nobody asks the other
one. Well, you know, there's 2 reasons for that. One of them is that there's a Metallica album every 8 weeks. And the other
Megadeth.
And the other reason is that Metallica don't spend every waking moment talking about Megadeth.
Yeah.
So there's no reaction that anyone wouldn't give a reaction.
There was actually an interesting quote that Kirk Hammett gave recently. He was being interviewed, and the topic of replacing Dave Mustaine came up.
Does he remember 40 years ago all the drugs he did?
Oh, he remembers.
Oh, he remembers.
I want to play this audio because what he said was pretty interesting.
This might be the first interesting thing ever that Kirk Hammett ever said.
He talks with his guitar.
Noah, do you like Kirk solos? Do you think he's a good soloist?
You mean on this album?
In general.
Ever.
He's okay.
I think he's a good soloist, but not really showing it on this album at all. They're very... So I read somewhere someone used the word samey, and that's a good word.
Well, if none of his writing...
You think he was off in lackadaisical solos
maybe.
To punish the record? Kind of punishing himself, though.
Yeah, I can't see him.
Like, every time it's time for solo in the song, it just feels like, okay, it's like, we have to put this solo in. Like, it's not organic to the...
Manufactured.
So, yeah, exactly.
Well, isn't it a more fast, aggressive record anyway? There shouldn't really be that many solos.
It's not... first of all, I don't think it's... I wouldn't even call it a faster, aggressive record. It feels like... and I say this, it's going to sound like an insult, but it's really not. It's a compliment. It's like Reload with four thrash songs on it.
Okay.
It really is like the third.
It's definitely a hard rock record.
It's like the third Load album, but they threw in like four really fast, aggressive songs.
Okay,
so...
But I love the Load album, so I feel like this is a more... It's like a more polished kind of Load, you know, like a
polished
better...
Load.
I took one of those earlier today.
Yeah.
Hey.
Use some poopery in there.
So here's the clip from the World of Wheeler podcast.
And so I wouldn't change anything. I mean, even like the worst things that happened. Okay, you know, Cliff's passing was very unfortunate and sad thing. But I mean, that was just his destiny, and you can't really change.
Oh God!
That.
Pause that, please.
Okay, so what?
I it's a totally hypothetical situation. You wouldn't change him dying.
I think what he's implying is he couldn't control. That's something he can't.
But
control.
The specific question was: is there anything you could change if you could change?
Right.
You can't change destiny. Haven't you seen Final Destination, bro?
No.
That was a destiny of where the bus was just supposed to be, man. That's just that bus had to end up there.
Did you see Arrival, man? Did you see it? Destiny, man. All right, man. So then it gets to the devastating part. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
This is him talking. It's just so boring that you can't
say anything nice.
Hold on to...
Oh,
hey, now.
There we go.
That's a polished logic
to that. That moment that you met Dave when that whole Some Kind of Monster came out.
Dave.
Mustaine.
Yeah.
Play that back. Play that back right now. Dave who? What?
I don't know her.
I'm not familiar. Dave? Dave, could you? A last name, maybe?
Whoa. And so I wouldn't change anything. I mean, even like the worst things that happened. Okay, you know, Cliff's passing was very unfortunate.
Oh, I take it back. This is a very interesting interview.
But I mean, that was just his destiny, and you can't really change destiny.
Okay, so I'll ask this quick too. That moment that you met Dave when that whole Some Kind of Monster came out.
Dave.
Mustaine.
That guy.
You shouldn't have had to deal with. You know what I mean? That wasn't
That's a knife through Dave Mustaine's heart.
That was pretty incredible.
Well, you know, the whole thing with Dave is like, I never, ever, ever had a problem with Dave. You know,
the whole thing was Dave, was it?
Dave
Mustaine?
Dave Mustaine is fashioning a voodoo doll. Kirk Hammett, right?
Pay for that. I've always seen Dave as someone who's just really, really sad, you know, really angry, really frustrated about his situation with Metallica, and he never could let that go. And you know, I've always showed a lot of empathy for him, you know, understanding that he was just pissed off. I mean, it's just like it's the equivalent of the woman of your life leaving you. I mean, really, when your dad kicks you out, I've never.
Fantastic.
1-800-BURN-CENTER. Oh, my God. This fucking guy.
There's more.
He's not wrong. It's just, my God.
Look, good for him for saying it out loud.
But I can imagine it's a horrible experience, especially if it's a band that you feel really passionately about. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so I can understand Dave's plight over all these years. But I will also say that, you know, when we did these 30th anniversary shows at the Fillmore, and we invited Dave to play on all those Kill 'Em All songs, man, it felt so good to have him playing on stage. You know,
it's like a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Fine for me to, like, you know, while Dave was playing the guitar solos, for me to, like, go over to James and play the rhythm parts with
this is
with
exactly
James.
Like, you know, when the college football or high school football team will have like the equipment manager who's got like autism.
Oh.
They'll have him on the field like on the last game of the season to just run in a touchdown and everybody's that's how he's describing letting Dave play with them. It's great.
It's 44-0. They're giving Dave the ball to run up the middle.
And then ESPN shows it like on Sunday morning, like it's this heartwarming thing.
I'm not a cancer kid. What's wrong with you?
This is amazing.
See from the look on Dave's face and just from his whole attitude that it was super cathartic for him. And, you know, I could see how it was helping him. And so, you know, I just took it all in stride.
Gandhi,
and it's interesting because since then, I think, you know, Dave's relationship with us is a little bit better now. Good. You know, I like to think that whole thing just kind of like healed some scars that needed to be healed.
Good.
Yeah. Someone needs to sit Dave down and play him this interview. Please, just do it.
Oh,
they did?
What?
How did I not know about
it? Stop eating barbecue.
God damn it. I'm going to take
it. Oh, they're so good. So, someone tweeted his interview to Mustaine.
Give me some of those barbecue chips.
And so, someone Spanish tweeted it to Mustaine. And then, Darren, could you read
what did it say? I need to know. What did Kirk say? I see Dave in there.
This was the tweet. Could you read it in Espanol?
Well, first, all right, I'll read the tweet. It says, Kirk Hammett, at Dave Mustaine. No puede dejar de lado su tristeza, ira y frustración por haber sido. I can't. You're tilting the. Turning the fucking thing away from me.
Por haber sido.
He says he can't leave his sadness to the side. And
he'll take an order.
He's just like he's sad and frustrated over his expulsion from Metallica.
Yeah, yeah. So the translation is much worse than what Hammett actually said.
Right.
So originally, Mustaine tweeted.
He said, I'm not sure what this says Kurt said with a T.
Wow.
But if it says I can't let go of Metallica, someone is pretty sadly mistaken. Do you think he spelled Kirk's name wrong on purpose because of that Dave Who?
It could have been autocorrect. He could have been finger mashing because he was so angry.
He remembers from a conversation he had with Kirk that Kirk told him, I hate it when people spell my name K-U-R-T. 30 feet. So. And he's doing it now.
It's in logbook number 37, page number 4 of my Metallica files.
So he deleted that tweet and then posted a much kinder tweet, which said...
He said, I have tremendous respect for Kurt Hammett. No, I'm kidding. It says, at Kurt Hammett, and I appreciate his take on this. He is almost 100% accurate. Almost. I wish him the best.
And then someone was like, oh, well, why did you diss him then? With the initial tweet, and then...
I didn't diss him! It was about the translation! And you are a complete asshole!
Kirk or the tweet? No, the tweet.
Kurt.
Tweeter.
Kurt, Rob. Kurt
Lennon.
Do you
think he went to his pastor, and his pastor was like, Dave, take that tweet down. Tweet a more kinder tweet, Dave.
I don't think he goes and asks. I think the pastor just follows him, and whenever he sees something objectionable, he gives him a call.
Well, I think they have a daily Skype session.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pastor, this is Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave.
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 Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Dave. Do you think the pastor feels about him the way the Reverend Lovejoy felt about Ned Flanders? Like, this guy won't leave me the fuck alone.
Just sin.
You stop calling. I want to read this comment. El Durino says, I wonder if Kirk can name the husband of Yoko. Oh, no. Probably not.
Leroy in the chat asks, what are my top five albums of 2016? Leroy, you'll have to wait until my list is public in the next few weeks.
He didn't say metal.
Injection.
Yeah,
I can tell you
albums you like.
I can tell you non-metal albums that I love.
Yeah.
The new Justice album that just came out, I'm really into. It's very chill, some chill vibes.
Mm-hmm. Hardwired
but,
to Self-Destruct.
No, I think that's a metal album.
That is a metal.
And I really like this band Nightclub. They're really good.
You had them on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, then so everyone listens to everything.
Yeah, you guys can know. You guys know all about my love of them. There are some other albums that I like that I don't. The non-metal one. I have to look them up.
You listen to the new Weekend album yet?
Oh no, I haven't listened to it.
Pretty strong album. I'm a big fan of that guy.
I really like the new Beyonce, but that was last year. Right?
No, I don't know.
When did Lemonade come out?
I've never listened to a Beyonce.
I really
album
like
in my
Lemonade.
Life.
I watched the HBO thing where it was just a music video for everyone, and I was like, "Whoa, this is just as a fan of music and like the music like
oh.
business."
So this is your expertise talking.
No. I'm just saying it was very impressive the scale of it, where like she could create this essentially like a movie for every
the
song of
the
album.
Biggest pop star in the
yeah.
world.
Yeah. That's all I just get. Like the budgets for these things must have been insane. It must have been millions of dollars. And the way she released it, where it was on HBO for a weekend only, like it was only on Saturday and Sunday, and then exclusively on Tidal, like all of these exclusives probably she made a ton of money off of. It paid for itself, but it was just – what I appreciate about it is there wasn't – there's not enough of cool stuff like that in the music business, like cool, crazy media risk.
Because there's not that much money.
You have to be
a
big star.
Yeah.
For it to be worth it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have enough cachet.
You know, you can't –
there's only certain people that can
right.
pull it off.
You can't put that kind of production behind like Little Yachty or something.
Yeah. El Junorino says Rob wishes he could be Beyonce.
Beyonce.
No, she didn't. She sold that Slayer.
Beyonce was her take on it.
I like Beyonce better.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Because it's Beyonce. It's not Beyonce,
yeah.
right? So no. Slayer doesn't.
Though they do call her Bey.
Bey, yeah, but that's. You know, only when it's Bey, you say.
But
that.
See, I always thought I thought it was Bey, but I think it's just B.
B. Oh, you say B.
B-E-Y is B.
You say B?
I believe.
Really?
Yes, because her fans are the Beehive. They're not the Bayhive.
But that's the...
Bay is B-A-E.
That's Richard Bay's fans. It's a joke.
If you don't know who Richard Bay is, it's worth looking it up.
Yes.
Yeah, watch Mr. Puniverse and Rick
Thunderthigh. Oh my God, yes.
B-E-Y, search. He was Jerry Springer like 10 years before yes. Jerry Springer started doing Jerry Springer.
local New York. Leroy asks, what are Sid's favorite albums? Do you have a favorite album?
Number one, by a mile, is the Jeff Rosenstock album, which I tweeted about a bunch. It's called Worry, and it's the best like punk type album I've heard in years. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what number two is. I heard a bunch of like good albums. The new NoFX is pretty good. The new Green Day was better than I expected. I said the new Weekend album's pretty good. But really, the Jeff Rosenstock album, like I've been listening to that constantly on repeat. So that's just listen to that. That's the best album of the year for me.
Mm.
Loved it.
There you have it.
All right.
Yes. I love the Jeff Rosenstock album, too.
Oh, good.
No, I haven't heard it. I'm kidding. I don't think I listened to five albums this year that came out this year.
But
the Metallica album.
That's one. I can't really think
goodbye.
Of another
one.
Goodbye. I'm very lazy when it comes to new music.
I've been better about it since Lonnie hooked me up with a free Spotify account.
How did that happen?
You just gave me a code. And I was like, all right, I have Spotify now. I guess I'll start listening to music again.
Blondie job.
Check you out.
I just discovered this new band. Well, not this new band, this old band.
The Beatles. We were talking about
earlier. Yeah, they have this one album, The White Album. It's
racist.
It's all right. I think
all albums matter, Rob.
Yeah, come on.
No, the band, it's a great band name too. It's Igor with three R's. Igor. Wow. And it's kind of like System of it, like a modern System of a Down, in that it's just a ton of different genres of like metal, but also there's like some dub, and like other stuff thrown in, and it's like this mishmash of styles, and it works. So
just
like,
play it. Expose us to all of it.
I will play a little Igor in a bit, but I believe we have members of Red Fang calling in, so that's very exciting. All
right.
So that's going to happen in a second. And if you want to speak to Red Fang, you may do so. All you got to do is dial 213-943-3688.
And we figured out that the number is 213 Wife Nut.
That's right. 213 Wife Nut.
In case you forget. Or Wife Out, it could also be.
Yeah, kick the wife out.
Or Wide Out if you're a fan of football.
Or Wide Nut.
Yeah, Wide Nut. If you stretch your nuts out.
I like that.
I think
213 Wide Nut.
I think Rob stretches them vertically, though, so they wouldn't be wide nuts. They'd be long nuts.
I don't know. Maybe he's branched out.
Got some wide nuts.
Wide nut. Okay, so 943-3688.
Yep.
Nice.
That's it. 213 Wide Nut is our phone number. We have area code 503. I believe you're on the air. Oh, nope. Maybe we're going to have Red Fang on momentarily. They're a lovely band.
El Duderino asks if you like The Descendants.
Yeah, I said that was pretty good.
I don't know if you mentioned it in that torrent of things. Sorry.
Yeah, it was good. It was a Descendants album. Some of the songs were a little bit weaker than... I mean, they're a super old band. You can't expect them to be as good as they used to be. But it was fine. Good enough excuse to tour. And I saw them, and they were really good live. So,
any albums you absolutely hated that came out this year that you were expecting to be good?
No, because I mean, anything that there's even a possibility that I would hate, I just don't bother listening.
You're never surprised by anything. You think it's going to be great, and it's not.
Well, he wanted that with Green Day, but you said it was a lot.
No, that was it was better than expected. But then I went back and listened to that three set of albums they did a couple years ago, and that I couldn't get through more than like the first third of the first album, and I was like, yeah, this is not good.
American Idiot, that one.
No, Uno Dos Tres.
Oh yeah. Okay.
All right, I believe we have two members of Red Fang on. I believe we have David. Brian.
Yeah, David here.
Hello.
Yeah, right. Can you hear me? This is David.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Hello. How's it going?
Yes, David, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you, first of all, for taking some time to call us. I know you guys had a busy New York press day, and you were originally supposed to sit it, but thanks to all the traffic in the city, we weren't able to take it. But
thank you for calling in.
You guys are, and also I want to mention, so my name is Rob. I also have Noah.
Hello.
Sid.
Hey.
And
hello.
Jared.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
And how are you enjoying running around the city doing press all day? Do you like
Yeah. It's all right. We did something for Giphy, the GIF app thing, app sharing thing. We made a bunch of GIFs, broke some fake glass bottles over our heads.
Did you just drop GIF?
What?
You don't know what that? Oh, all right.
I don't know.
Right. Look that
up.
But
yeah, it's been okay. Yeah, we're good.
And you guys are in the middle of a tour. You're on the road with Torch and Hui.
Yes.
Now, how do you pronounce Hui?
It's great. Sorry?
How do you pronounce Hui? I just say Hui.
I don't know what you guys can say on this radio thing.
You can say whatever the hell you want.
Internet. All right. Yeah. Well, we just say whores. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really stoked that we were able to tour with a couple of bands that we really like, and all the guys are really nice, and it's really good. We just did a month with Torch over in Europe, and then we had a little break, and now we're doing another month with him in the U.S. and with the addition of Whores, and I think it's a great combination of bands. I'm really stoked.
Yeah, the tour is still going on. You guys are going to be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. And it's a fun show. You guys just did two shows in New York City. And I think that's awesome. We did one in Brooklyn, one in Manhattan. Which one was the better crowd, Brooklyn or Manhattan?
Well, Brooklyn. Yeah. They were both really fun, though. They were both great. They were both both sold out. And but yeah, I think there was a little more energy in at Williamsburg Hall of Music. But,
right
yeah,
on.
Both really good shows.
Brooklyn is definitely better than Manhattan, right? You would say? You would agree with that?
He would say that.
But yeah, it's been really fun. It's been good.
And I gotta say, you guys, of all the bands out right now, you guys are definitely killing it in terms of music videos. I feel you guys have the best music videos of anybody out there. And what kind of, like, how much brainstorm goes on? Like what? You talk about the video you guys did, Shadows. I thought it was great. What was the process?
Well, it's really all the credit for the concepts go to the director, Whitey McConaughey. He's a friend of ours, and he just knows what he's doing with making videos and films. And so he comes to us with an idea, and almost always we're just instantly like, yes, that is great. That's hilarious. And, you know, we'll contribute a little, but really the, you know, we're more focused on, you know, writing the music and playing music, but we're really lucky that we have a director who likes our band and has these great ideas, and yeah, really fun to do his stuff. He just kind of takes who we are and kind of exaggerates us, you know, blows us up larger than life, and it makes us funnier than we probably are in real life. But yeah, they're really fun to do, especially, well, out of all of them, the Wires video where we got to drive a car and actually smash into stuff, that was exhilarating. I mean, that was amazing.
That was
like, you know,
that was fun.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we didn't really know, like, we've never done anything like that. And he was like, well, there's not going to be any stunt drivers. It's actually you guys. And so at first, the first couple of hits, we were like, I don't know how this is going to work, but it worked great. And it was really fun. You know, it's like getting to play a video game in real life, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto or something, where you get to just go nuts every once in a while. So that was probably the most fun, but they've all been really fun actually. But yeah, and they've been good for the band.
At the end of that video, when you got back into your regular car, were you like, oh man, I can't smash it?
yeah, you had to resist those urges. Yeah.
We also have Brian on the line. Brian, are you there?
Hello,
Brian.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hey. You're a little low. We have Brian and David Ferenczak. Brian, do you have a question for David?
What are your influences, David?
Everybody's favorite one.
Yeah. Black Sabbath. You already know this.
Now,
okay.
David, what's
your
question for Brian?
If you could be any kind of animal, what would you be?
Any kind of animal. I would actually be a squirrel, because I think people don't realize how badass squirrels are. They can, you know, they're little ninjas. They can, like, travel across telephone pole wires and jump from trees onto roofs. And so I think I would be a squirrel.
I saw a black squirrel the other day.
They drive my dog crazy.
And in Australia, they have these squirrels. Well, actually, they're bats. Never mind. Bats are pretty cool, too, but I'd be a squirrel.
Oh, yeah, the flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Brian, how are you enjoying the press day? What would you say was the low light of being in running around New York City all day?
The low light?
Not the high.
Did you say the low light?
Yeah, you said the high light. The low light.
The low light, I think, might be the constant honking. People need to chill the hell out.
Yeah, people are so I don't understand it either. Like with the honking, is, you know, I feel a honk is only when someone is trying to out get it to an accident.
Honk is
for I don't think that's it. Cool guys. Well, like, what do you guys? So when you're on the road. Guys, try something nice spot, or is it basically a truck stop whatever you can get your hands on. You guys aren't too fancy.
Yeah, we're not too fancy. Whatever we can eat.
Now, when you're at a truck stop, are there certain things you avoid, certain things you prefer over other items? Do you have preferred truck stop brands?
I always need coffee, so I always go for coffee whenever I can. And truck stop coffee is sometimes not the best, but I still need my coffee.
I try to avoid the days before.
I'm sorry, what was that? You try to avoid what?
The days before. Okay. It's basically everything that's brown and brown and fried.
Anything that's brown and fried.
Yeah,
we call it the beige buffet.
Oh, the beige buffet.
They got the potato wedges, and they got the chicken, and they got everything is fried. So it's good, but you can't eat too much of it.
You can't trust it.
It's usually like fried stuff, like massive bad food with delicious flavor.
Yeah, and it's been sitting under those lights for way too long, and yeah. The other thing that I've been trying to avoid is I'm realizing that anything with milk in it makes me fart a lot. And so we're trapped in a van, and there's six of us in there. And if I have, like, you know, I like chocolate milk every once in a while, but I just can't do that while we're on tour, or I'll be torturing the other guys. So I try to stay away from milk.
I will individually independently verify that.
You can confirm. Yeah, maybe.
Yes,
I've
lived it.
Who has the worst farts in the band? Who has the smelliest farts?
Well, it depends, really. Aaron was on a very restricted diet for a while. He was sometimes for a meal he would eat nothing but salsa, and it got real strange. The odors did not seem like real farts. It was like some kind of science fiction fart. It was offensive and confusing at the same time.
This is New York City.
My red thing couldn't be a studio thing.
All right, guys, you guys are kind of dropping out. Thanks for just even calling in, and we appreciate it. Hopefully, we can get you guys into the studio next time.
Yeah, awesome. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, right, I heard about the audio quality.
All good,
okay.
Guys. Thank you for trying. That was Red Fang. They're out on tour now with Torch and Wars. They're heading back west. So check out dates. Just do a search on Metal Injection.
Very good live band.
Very fun. And their new album, it's out now. It's called Only Ghosts. You don't have to be a ghost to listen to it. Anybody can listen to it.
Okay. I was going to say all that talk about farting. I had a little story.
Uh-oh.
That did not end well.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is a first for me. Okay, this has never happened to me in my
42
years of living on this earth. I don't know what I ate. It probably had milk in it, like he said. And I was just farting and farting. Like, I went to sleep farting, woke up farting. And, you know, I actually woke up before my wife, so she was still sleeping. And I get out, he's busy. He didn't
I was thinking more. I was like, I'll let it go.
So I tiptoe out of the room, and I go and sit in the computer chair and looking at the internet or whatever. I'm farting and farting. I got up to cook something. I come back. I sit in the chair, and I feel like wetness.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
And I realized that one of these farts was a shart.
Ah!
But I didn't realize it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how that happened to me. Like, when you shart, you fucking know it, right?
Yeah, usually.
But this is not a little shart. Like, there was a good blob in there. And it leaked out the side of my underwear. And it didn't go anywhere on the floor.
Okay.
Just in my computer chair, though.
Oh.
So I went and I told Jennifer, you know, and she's like, oh, my God, get Clorox wipes, you know. I was like, and she said, forget it. My wife is, you ever been to my house? It's like a museum. Like,
it's
everything is. So she said, the chair's gone. You got to throw the chair out.
Okay.
Yeah,
now you can have that WWE Superstars chair.
I got a new chair already. There was a whole adventure. We went to the same place that I stole that chair from. I used to play poker. I don't really anymore. But one of my friends from there brought a bunch of chairs from some construction site. don't know how interesting this is, but he dumped a bunch of chairs. He said, take one home whenever you want. Okay, fine. So I took a chair. That one lasted about a year and a half.
Until you killed it with your shark.
I shit it to death. I'm worried. Like, am I getting any diapers or something? Like, I'm getting old or something? I don't know.
So you didn't feel like a little bump?
I didn't feel anything. I must have dropped 8 fucking fart bombs.
You were desensitized. Your butthole was just worn out from all the farts.
I hope you're right. I know you're being kind to me.
That's got to be what it is.
I hope so. I don't want to think that I would be able to fart and not feel a big blob of shit come out of my ass.
And also, like, you're saying this was, like, super early in the morning,
yes,
right?
I was groggy, yeah. I would say that.
And also, like, did you say it was, like not that solid?
It was not solid at all. It was, like, brown chocolate soup.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I don't want you to think I took a whole shit into the chair. Like, it was like
that is exactly what I think.
It was a blob of shit, like,
I mean,
like a little, it was a little blob of shit. But it's more than you should be not aware of.
If it was enough to fall out of your shorts,
yeah,
that's a lot.
I don't think, but it wasn't. See, that's the thing. I was sitting there and it didn't come out. It was only when
it's
I got up.
Your butt shut it out.
I went to prepare some food and then sitting on the chair again, squished it out of the shorts. Like on its own, it wasn't enough to come out.
Now, did you eat the food that you had prepared? Did this ruin your morning and that food just went
away? I think I ate it.
Did you wash your hands?
But I was preoccupied. First, I had to deal. I took a whole shower. I'm not. I don't fuck around with shit. That's I see shit and I had like
If you ever have to make a Tinder profile, that's like your quotes. I don't fuck around with shit.
Oh.
El Duderito says Darren didn't have his muffler in.
Yeah, I didn't have my muffler, Daddy. If only I had my muffler, I wouldn't have been no hard time in my apartment, baby.
Wow. Oh.
That chair now, I've been through hard times. But luckily, I did not have to go to the pay window to take out money to buy a new chair because I got a free one, baby.
If you've ever shat yourself like that, give us a call.
100 wide shart. No, that's not.
No, it's 213 wide nut.
Wide nut.
213 wide nut.
He's gone from chair shots to chair shits.
Yeah. Very embarrassing, but I bare my soul for you and the audience.
I mean, a very famous person did that too. His name is Al Roker.
Oh, but that was didn't
White
he
House,
shart
right?
like yeah, he sharted at the White House.
Yeah.
I'm not on that level yet. What was the exact story? He was getting ready to meet Obama, was it?
I don't remember if it was Obama or who it was, but he thought he had to fart and it was more than he farted.
Didn't he have gastric bypass surgery?
Yeah, that was it.
He couldn't control his bowel
functions.
Oh man.
So I said I was going to play this band, Igor.
Mm-hmm. Igor.
3 R's.
Featuring John Lennon.
I-G-O-R-R-R. Here's a little sample of it.
This is great. This is boring.
This is the band.
It'll pick up.
Fucking Brahms or something? What are we listening to?
This is what you listen to, Rob?
Hold on! It's just an intro. It's been a long intro.
What are they saying?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's a mishmash of like.
Is this like a commercial for some new vodka brand?
What
yeah.
Is Mila Kunis gonna come out
yeah.
now?
No, she does with a crisp lemon wedge. Fucking commercials.
Is this the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. The twist is gonna be that was just a pop-up ad on the video, and Ron didn't know.
Yes. I guess for this particular song, it's like. But anyway, it's weird. So if this is,
that's
your alley.
You have to fast forward it all the way to the end of the song to get that little metal part, and now it's back to the same.
I don't know.
You don't say
I listened
metal.
To the album. Yeah, I didn't say this was metal. I said it was.
So you said it has like a variety.
It has metal elements.
Compared to System of a Down.
Yeah, or like Mr. Bungle, like
all right,
that
so
kind
of. So that sounds like all one.
Hold on, let me.
Another.
Please. Saying, to be fair, let's hear some other genre that they use.
All right. Loading this video up.
That sounded like just opera with a beat.
No. It's definitely not. But that, I will say, from what I've heard, that was a bad representation.
Right, so that wasn't the entry point.
No. So here let's just get good at like. And now I'll fast forward 10 minutes. So it's like, I don't know, I really like it.
Have you heard of Triphonic?
No, I haven't.
You might like Triphonic.
Sure.
Oh,
better than this.
Is this track skipping?
Yeah.
No, that's an effect. It's a dub effect.
Wow. I'm sorry, I don't like to be judgmental, but this is awful.
Yep.
That's fine. You don't have to like it.
Should we trash or thrash everybody's favorite song of the year or something? Or favorite
album? I
didn't say this was my favorite.
I've only heard one album that came out this year. That's probably not true if I actually think
about
it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But just one memorable album, at least.
Yes.
Are you looking for other tracks?
Guys, I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Shaving your pubes will leave you 440% likely to contract an STD.
Shaving your pubes will make it more likely?
Yes.
Seems the opposite.
What about waxing?
No.
Now, let me ask this question, because this could be one of these tricky stats.
Mm-hmm.
Is this directly related to your disease resistance without hair on your genitals? Or is this because people who tend to shave their pubes fuck more and are sluttier and therefore get diseases?
That's a great question. And the answer is both.
Really? Okay.
So this article, waxing or shaving down below increases your risk of STIs, sexually transmitted infections, by 403%. Now, it says that people who shave their pubis are more likely to have more sex. Because, like, why are they fucking shaving?
Yeah.
Who do you got to look good for if you're not having sex?
Maybe it's uncomfortable.
But also, though, by shaving...
Well, but you can trim. You don't have to shave all that off. This is people that just go completely
shaving or specifically waxing. There, you can cut yourself. There are openings which leave you more susceptible to get an STI while having sex. Mm. So, there you go, Noah. Maybe
I haven't gotten one yet, so...
Toy.
Gotta treat them lips better.
I'm treating them just fine because I haven't gotten an STI.
So how often do you wax, Noah?
Maybe like once a month.
It's not bad. I don't know.
How often do you wax, Rob?
I shave my pubis. Also like once a month, my pubes.
I haven't waxed, though, in a bit. I just shave them now.
Oh, really?
We can share razor blades.
You like to
shave each other.
You sit on opposite ends of the tub.
I've been there.
Spread eagle.
I can't. I mean, I know that we're really close, but I can't.
You can. It's fine. You don't have to go, ew!
And then when she's not paying attention, Rob, you just pee in a stream. And
she might like you.
Yeah, she might be more into it then. How about you? How often do you shave? Do you shave?
No.
Do you trim?
Ever?
No.
Have you ever?
You never trim?
I have once or twice, but...
Once or twice ever?
Yeah, it's not like it keeps growing and it's down to my knees now.
My hair stays at a pretty standard length.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't... Maybe it curls in on
itself. It gets out of control.
I can't remember the last time I...
Big bush.
I think when I was first, like... sleeping with my wife is when when she was my girlfriend is when.
When you were really trying with her.
That was the last time I shaved. No, it's not that though. I don't think it was even connected to trying to impress her or anything. I just did it, you know. And I don't really feel a need to. Like, it's not tangled and matted or anything.
Well, also, I feel it helps with reducing smell when you trim the pubes, reducing crotch smell.
Does your crotch smell that bad that it's hitting you in the face when you're dropping your pants?
I think he means from, like bodily fluids.
Like piss? Jizz? What do you...
Yeah.
What's getting trapped?
No, like sweat. I meant sweat. No, I didn't mean piss. There was any...
Piz.
Any piz.
No, it's like piss and jizz in a big cocktail.
Yeah.
Mr. Piz.
I was once doing a trim. And
for who?
For me.
For whom?
For whom?
And I shaved too far on my leg that I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll shave my legs now.
No!
He trimmed one hair on his thigh, and it's like an excuse to venture into his leg.
He had like a bald spot on his thigh.
Yeah, no, it was so I was like, oh, well, this looks stupid. I might as well shave the whole leg.
You have this much free time? Because your leg is like a fucking tree trunk.
Well, it was the worst decision I've ever made, because once I committed to it, it took so long.
It clogged up his bathtub, too.
Not only did it clog up my bathtub, but there was so much hair that I had to put, like, 3 paper towels on the drain so that the paper towels just collected the hair and the water. There was so much. It was the worst decision.
And then when it grows back, it's all itchy. Your legs must have been so itchy.
The full sheep in your bathtub.
I will say, the one part, this was like, this was last winter that I did this. The one positive of it was...
You got hired to be a Rockette. It was the Christmas Spectacular.
It really brought out the muscle definition in my quads. I was like, oh, wow. I really have been working. Look at this.
This is such a rationalization. This is like a guy
100%.
Walks by McDonald's, and he's like, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well buy 18 Big Macs.
It was a huge... It took so long. I kept trying to figure out a way that I could, like, quit. like how could I make this look all right?
You took,
like,
prenatal vitamins so that the hair would grow faster.
Or it's like, maybe I'll just get, like, what is that, Nair or whatever that...
Can I ask, what, look all right to who? It's wintertime. You're not walking outside in shorts.
To me.
Hair grows back.
I think it's...
I want it to be even.
I used to date someone, and one day... he shaved his legs, and it was the grossest thing ever.
Why was it gross for you?
Because
it's hairy men.
I like hairy men. Like,
what was gross about it? Like, it was
too feminine?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't like feminine, but it was just so off-putting, especially since he had very skinny legs.
He's a mannequin. So the hair was hiding how weak he was. Are you implying?
Sure. It's just weird. Don't do it again, Rob.
I
Rob was the guy?
No.
My legs are
great. I just told you it brought out my quad muscles.
Well, you started working out your legs because she broke up with you because of how bad they looked the first time.
No, I always had really strong legs.
Did this person...
You have to hold up the rest of you.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
have to be.
I always had massive... My legs...
Giraffes.
I was a freak.
When this person shaved his legs, was there a Patrick Swayze tattoo underneath that got exposed?
No, it was not. Sean.
Who else with their legs? You or this person at the time?
Person at the time.
And would this person also lotion their legs and get like a good?
I think it was like way too much of a process.
Yeah, I didn't do
like
any of that.
More care than I would do for my legs. For me, it's just like soap and water and a razor blade. There's no, like, lotion or anything like that.
The hardest, though, if we're really...
Who's the hardest, Rob? Who's the hardest in this room right now?
Clearly not Sid.
My dick has gone inside
my,
of me.
Yeah,
right
we're
now.
Concave right now.
The hardest, though, is
I've got 2 belly buttons.
Is getting is trimming ball hair, nut hair.
Yeah, that's you don't want to.
It's very difficult.
I don't think I've ever trimmed ball hair.
Yeah, no.
I tried once, and it's just.
How do some guys, get the sack like so like baby soft smooth like
I think,
no stubble or anything?
Well, I think they. See, that's what I want to know too, because I can't do that. Basically, what I do is I take a. Like an electric razor?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It's not. It doesn't.
You know,
it doesn't
you
hurt.
You should tweet Bailey J.
Who's Bailey J for some of our more PG listeners?
Bailey J is a porn star who is transgender.
She's a trans female. And she still has a cat, so she
hasn't shaved them off yet.
Yeah,
there's no accident.
So you're saying she could give me some tips on trimming
yes,
my,
because
or
I
shaving
can,
my balls.
I can tell that she shaves, you know, like around the penis area, but her balls are like so smooth. And
it's
just
the hormone.
And the
so yeah, it's very hard because yeah, so I use the electric razor and it's so I trim because I don't want to hit the skin. I want to avoid the skin, so I'll get it as close as possible.
Do you leave a 5 o'clock shadow on the ball?
5 o'clock ball shadow. Wait, do you use this electric razor for anything else?
What do you mean, like?
Like your face.
Your
yeah,
ball face?
It's not like I shower for, like, so it's clean down there. It's not like I'm...
You kept rubbing alcohol on it.
Jared, would you use the same razor on your face and your nuts even if you showered right before?
Why? What's the big deal?
What would happen? I don't know. It just seems weird. What I would say is I wouldn't borrow Rob's razor.
I would never share my razor. Like, this is my... This
personal
My own balls to... I will get Rob's back on this. My own balls to my own face would not bother.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
Please stay far away from my back. Like, keep a good distance.
Brad's ball.
Jeez.
Brad's back.
Keep going.
Yeah. Would you ever use Nair on your balls?
No. That's the thing.
That's it?
I don't know. I never used it.
It smells so bad.
Have you ever used it?
I have used it, and I never, like, I used it once and then never again because it smells like those fart bombs.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it does have a very... I remember my mom would use it as a kid. I still have the scent. And it was just like,
Ew, don't.
Gross.
Yeah.
Would she use it on Hula Diet?
I mean, it smells like Hula Diet.
To get the Hula Diet hair off, off of the gelatin?
No, I think her leg hair was an ingredient in the Hula Diet.
Oh.
You have to spice things up, Roland. A little hair of the leg.
That would be like the eighth most disgusting thing in Hollywood.
John in the chat said, I once tried to pluck the hair on my balls. I did it for about 10 minutes until I got tired. I left it uneven.
Plucking the hair on your balls sounds painful. I don't want to do to pluck
But you're into that. You're into cock and ball torture.
I'm into light cock and
ball
torture.
Well, try it. Maybe it's not as bad as
No,
you
I
think.
Wouldn't be into that. I'm not into pulling hairs. I don't like that.
His cock and ball torture is the Skinamax of cock and ball torture.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I don't want any.
I mean, I've tweezed my pubic hair, and it's not that bad.
You tweezed it?
You do it fast.
Oh, I'm not. I just don't like. I've never.
Sometimes after a wax, if the hair is too short, it didn't come out with the fabric, she'll tweeze them.
Do you ever like draw on your pubic hair after shaving it, like people do with their eyebrows, like with a Sharpie?
No.
Just scribble a little pubic hair on there.
No. For shame.
No.
I mean, eyeballs or something.
Or get a design. The worst is like when the wax lady is like, oh, do you want a strip or a triangle?
You were going to do the Chinese voice for a second, aren't you?
No, I don't go to a Chinese lady for wax. I go to a European lady.
Do you want strip or wax?
Like
or
that, yeah.
Vex. Vex, you?
You get the strip or the triangle?
I get the strip. I used to be triangle, but that was but like not the 90s anymore.
What? Triangle is 90s? Why?
Because I remember seeing it on like porn stars and stuff in the 90s.
Well, now porn stars don't have any pubes.
Right.
Not even a strip.
Yeah, but I can't do none.
You need a little Hitler mustache on there?
Oh, yes, please.
What do you guys prefer? You like a little stashy?
No, I don't like the Hitler mustache. I like the natural but toned down and shaped, like the natural triangle but toned down and trimmed and shaped.
I don't know, do you mean like personally or like in porn?
Because
when I'm down there, my eyes are closed. I don't care what the fuck.
Really,
I'm
you never open your eyes?
I'm in the zone.
You don't look at what you're doing though.
I know what I'm doing. I could do this.
I didn't mean to suggest you're not good at it. I just meant you don't like a visual.
I'm too in there. The visual would just be like pubic mound.
I don't know. I want to look up and see my wife's titties and, you know, moving around and riding
more
around.
More feel than look.
I think so.
Each his own.
But, like, in porn, I don't, as long as it's not, like, you know, going up on down her thigh and stuff, I'm fine with it.
Oh, God.
Now, when you have
that's
your eyes closed.
I believe it.
Now, so while you're doing this and you have your eyes closed, are you imagining anything or are you just focusing?
You're mostly focusing, just
enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Getting into it.
Listening. Making sure I'm doing the right stuff. You gotta listen.
Right. To get some feedback.
Not like directions, but just so you can tell.
Oh, like
by
moan. Yeah. Right. Or the heavier the breathing, the more.
She sends down a handbook.
Hits me in the head with it. So none of you guys really know what a boob drop is?
What's a boob drop?
I mentioned that before. Nobody, y'all looked at me like I had two heads. No?
I'm sure it has something to do with tits.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was talking about how he did stuff for Giphy. Mm-hmm. So what would you guess?
A gif of tits dropping?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, the boob drop.
So just like a woman takes her bra off and the boobs drop?
Yeah.
Oh, so lifts her bra off.
So they flop down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deuterino says Darren likes pussy to have a Gorbachev splotch.
Oh, maybe when you're done with it, like a hickey. But you don't want it starting out like that.
Leroy says, what? Why would your eyes be closed? Leroy, why don't you call us up and tell us how you eat pussy?
Leroy doesn't eat pussy.
213, what's the...
Wide nut.
213, wide nut.
Maybe we should also say the numbers.
213-943-3688.
I have to agree with Sid with the eye closing. Like, it definitely helps me focus.
Yeah.
And have an orgasm.
And I don't like being watched. It makes me feel so
if
there's like eye contact that happens, it makes me, it throws me
off. If your eyes are closed, that means you're not being watched.
Hold on. So
I'm not seeing it. I'm not.
So what? So eye contact throws you, like, you don't like eye contact
so
during
when,
sex?
Like when you're boning too, you know?
For brief periods, but not like sustained long eye contact. That just
but you don't close your eyes the whole time, do you?
Not like the whole time.
Okay.
But you are looking at it. You are looking at your wife while fucking her occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't stare into her eyes for like 10 minutes
weird.
In a row. That's just like weird to me.
Weird. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
With this.
Never look into your partner's eyes and just connect.
Sure, but
I feel like you're one.
That takes like 3 seconds.
I do think that I do that. I probably look into my wife's eyes more when we're like sitting around and like, you know, being romantic or whatever on a date or something.
Yeah.
More so than straight into her eyes when fucking I look at her like I enjoy her body and everything like that.
But like direct eye contact during that, I don't know. It just.
Leroy says, I'm at work. I love pussy.
Does that mean he's at work, he can't call in, or he's at work loving pussy? Town on some pussy at work.
He probably will respond both.
Yeah.
How about crack, says Deuterino. Leroy says, I feel like you're not thinking about the person you're with if your eyes are closed. Is that true?
No.
Oh, that's not true at all.
No. I don't think so. I feel like when you close your eyes, it does allow you to focus on the sensations that you're feeling.
Yes.
It heightens the other senses.
Right, exactly. That's what I was trying to say, because when your eyes are open, part of your brain is focusing on whatever your eyes are looking at. Like, it has to process. It uses, you know, your processing mechanism of your brain. So, yeah, I can understand that aspect of it. But I feel like it should be a good balance of both.
I like all the senses together. I like my wife's vagina. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
Good smell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Good taste.
You know, she is very, like I told you, the house is a museum. She's clean with everything. Excellent hygiene.
I was just like,
you asked.
We can't
ask for like a sampling or anything.
Yeah, like I can't go any. Like, I know your wife. I don't want to say anything like inappropriate.
Well,
like,
what are you going to say that's inappropriate?
Oh,
no,
I had nothing.
I had nothing. I was just like, well, there's nowhere else.
You can
to
say
go.
Sexual things. I'm bringing it up.
No. I had nothing more to say.
Okay.
Bill Nido says, tickle, tickle, the vagina.
Yeah.
213-943-3688. That's the phone number. I wanted to play this clip from Standing Rock, which is where those protests about the Dakota Access Pipeline are happening.
Well, they've...
Or it happened, and now so they've canceled the permit, but there's still... It's not over yet.
Yeah, but it's at least paused for now.
So there's this video of a bunch of veterans. First of all, I thought it was so cool of these veterans to go and protest with the Native Americans and resist what the government was doing. And I have so much respect for them for doing that, and so much respect for these Native Americans for standing their ground. And at one point, the veterans gave this very touching apology to the Native Americans. And I want to play this video. We're not going to interrupt it. There's one point in this video that I want to get to, and I want to get your reaction to it, guys. So just listen in and see, and let's see where this goes. I'm loading this video right now. Now, this is going to be a veteran talking to, like, a high chief.
Peter Maivia?
Yeah.
Is he really high, or is he just, like, high level?
No, don't be disrespectful. Here it is.
Wow, I thought that would be a lot more somber.
It's a proposal.
It's just loading right now.
We came, we fought you, we took your land, we signed treaties that we broke, we stole minerals from your sacred hills, we blasted the faces of our presidents on your sacred mountain, and we took still more land. And then we took your children, and then we tried to take your language. We tried to eliminate your language that God gave you and that the Creator gave you. We didn't respect you. We polluted your earth. We hurt you in so many ways. And we have come to say that we are sorry. We are at your service. And we thank you.
Who is doing this?
The Lili Lizzy. I thought that was
it's not exactly that. It's more of the Native American.
No, there was both. Let's go back a little bit.
Oh, wow. Quite Lili Lee there. Interesting. But who was really doing that?
The Native Americans.
I don't know. I thought the veterans were like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that was like their response, the tribe accepting it.
But it was just like, thanks,
do we know that maybe they're like, get the fuck out of here.
No.
I didn't even know what Lee means.
The white man alarm?
No,
that's the whitey buzzer.
No, it's because the veteran, when he's done with the speech, he bows down for forgiveness, and the Native American touches his head in a sign of acceptance.
So, you don't know their culture. That could be like the sign of this whitey's dead, you know.
Does that mean he is forgiven or all of us?
All of us.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. I didn't have to go down there.
Seriously.
But that was just mainly the Lili Lees is what I wanted to.
So you didn't even care about any of this. You just wanted the Lili Lees.
Well,
show.
I thought it was great, but then when I got to the Lili Lees, I watched it. I was like, I want to play this on the show because I know how much Sid loves the Lili Lees.
El Duderino also sent us a thing about Donald Ziegler here. I don't know if you want to talk about this.
What is this?
He was basically being Trump and debating random people on Twitter about Trump.
Oh, yeah. Or anti.
Oh, pro-Trump.
He's pro-Trump.
Very
he's not pro-Trump.
He's pro-Trump.
Is he doing what it, like, it? As a work, or is he really pro-Trump?
No, I don't think he was
pro-Trump. He was a baby face in the show. So. But then again, in WWE, that could be...
I believe he would say he's a libertarian.
Oh, no, come
so
on.
He's pro-Trump.
Come on.
Where is this link? I don't see the point.
Way up, it's probably scrolled out. It's way because we were told we were like.
Oh, so well, what is he saying?
Well, the first tweet is somebody tweeted at him. He's not my president, Dolph. And he goes, "Serious, you throw a college in? Will we all work together or not your president? So nah."
So that's not a pro-Trump tweet.
Hold on, there's a lot of tweets here.
Okay.
So the first says he's not my president. He's breaking every rule. He says, "Oh, so he'll be jailed soon." And then he says, no, like people in real life who just like to complain instead of trying. He's anti-protest. And he's, someone asked, so we should work together with people pushing the opposite of what we want is good for the country? Seems kind of productive. He said, because constantly complaining and not finding compromise or solutions is the right answer? Come on.
Worked for the Republicans the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Does he write come C-U-M?
No. Here's the one that got to me. So someone asked him, are you good with working together with white supremacists? He says, I will try to work for the country with anyone. Are you good with not answering the question, but still being part of the discussion?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Dolph Ziggler's an idiot.
Yeah.
Wait, so is Dolph Ziggler pro-Trump or against Trump?
He's pro-Trump, but trying to walk the line of pretending not to be Trump is what I'm getting from this. Libertarian, schmibertarian, by the
well,
way.
Well, what I'm getting from it is that he's saying that, I don't necessarily agree with this, but he's saying there's nothing to protest yet. Maybe instead of, we should figure out a way to talk to each other and compromise.
How should we compromise? Do you think Trump is going to compromise about anything?
No, I disagree. But I don't think he's necessarily pro-Trump. I think he's saying...
He's not anti-Trump.
Right. If you're not anti-Trump, to me, you're pro-Trump.
Yeah.
You might as well be pro-Trump because you're enabling him.
Take that, Rob. You're pro-Trump.
I'm not attacking Rob.
I will attack Rob for you.
I just think libertarianism is just such a bankrupt position to have. It's like, let's not do anything. That's politics.
Yeah.
You know? The less we do, the better. It's like laziness. It's for people that smoke weed and never get off the couch.
That's for people whose lives are comfortable enough that they don't care about anyone else who might need help. So they're like, let's not do any of that because I don't need it.
You don't find many poor libertarians.
No.
Anyway,
don't we have some voicemails?
We do have some voicemails.
Ooh, what a treat. How can people leave us voicemails during the week, Rob?
I don't know, Noah, how.
You call us up on Skype, Metal Injection Livecast, and then it goes to voicemail, right, after it rings a few times?
Yep.
Then you just tell us what your little heart wants to say.
Did you two rehearse this? It was so polished.
No.
We're professional broadcasters.
Wow,
we've been doing this for our anniversary, eight-year anniversary is coming up this month?
Yeah, it's this month.
Yeah, so we've been doing it for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go and you can use the SpeakPipe app, as Rob says it, on metalinjection.net/livecast. And you can message Rob for tech support when you use it.
Yes.
I don't know how.
All right, I'm loading the voicemails. We got a few on our SpeakPipe app.
Oh, by the way, buy a shirt.
Yeah.
I just want the meat. It's a T-shirt now.
And by the way, our 8th anniversary is December 12th. That was episode 0.
Well,
2008. So we'll be on the air one day after that. That'll be the start of our 9th year.
Wow.
No, we're going to be on the air next week on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So we will be on for our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on
2 days, after.
What? No, the 12th. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
The 12th is on Monday. We're going to be on Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
We will not be on Tuesday next week because Rob is attending
the Revolver Music Awards.
That's not Golden Gods anymore?
No, they changed. I don't know why.
Are you still wearing a goofy costume, though?
I wouldn't say it's goofy.
Well, the others have been goofy. Maybe you're going a different direction.
But I'm definitely going to stand out.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Outside the venue because we're not letting you go.
Dave Mustaine is going to be on the red carpet. I don't know if he's going to talk to me.
Oh, he definitely knows who you are.
But if I was to interview him, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because, I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to be able to be a dick to him.
Just ask him what I brought up before. Just be like, does it bother you that everybody asks you what you think of the new Metallica album, but nobody asks Metallica what they think of your album?
Oh, my God. He would punch you. You better hope his pastor is in attendance with him.
You never know.
I don't know.
Don't do it.
There's a lot of other people that would be very offended if I did something like that whose opinion mattered to me, other than Dave.
Mama Rob? What does she care?
I think that when you quit Metal Injection, that's when you go all out.
But if I quit metal injection, how am I doing this interview?
You ain't getting my badge.
I'm just going to stalk the celebrities.
Metal injection is my baby.
It won't even be aired anywhere. You'll just ambush people.
Or when you get fired from metal injection.
Oh, fire.
I'm an owner. I'm a co-owner.
You're supposed to give that away. Yeah.
Sorry.
Let them think that you can be fired.
You're right. It
could be a hostile takeover.
All right, so I got these voicemails. First one comes from Barat.
Hey guys, Barat, I don't know if I'll be able to call in this week, so I thought I'd leave a voicemail. Just want to let you guys know that I'm still alive.
Thank God.
So the winter here is definitely going to kill me.
Aww.
This is the first time in my life that I'm seeing and experiencing snow.
Huh.
And it's been interesting to say the least. I'll probably be doing some more stuff in the snow once winter break starts. But enough about my shit. I just want to know what were your first experiences with snow?
Well, let me be the first to say that I've lived in this Fajachta city for over 40 years, and it never gets any better. Snow is disgusting. It's awful. And 40 years from now, if you still live in the United States, you will still hate it because it's a piece of shit garbage.
Yeah, I mean, snow in New York City, I think it's really charming at first.
The first day.
No, I mean, it's very inconvenient. Like, if I'm home and I don't have to deal with outside, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then it all turns brown, gray, and yellow.
And nobody shovels, and then there's ice and salt, and it's just, it gets so gross.
Yeah,
now.
I heard Bruno's paws.
Sid, how do you feel?
I like snow.
Why?
I like seeing
because
the city crippled by that shit.
Yeah.
But you like it for the negative aspect.
No. I just think it's amazing.
That's kind of, you're saying the same thing as us.
No. I just think it's, like, impressive that even with all the modern technology we have, that something like snow could completely cripple a major city sometimes.
Okay, but you like the crippling is what I'm saying.
I don't think that far through it. It's just amazing to walk through New York City and it'd be like a ghost town because of something.
Because Sid works from home. So he doesn't have to deal with
it. But I've always liked snow, even when I didn't work from home.
I agree with what you're saying. It is kind of trippy to, like, go out. And, like, I remember when there was a big snowstorm 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was just like, I need to get food. I need to leave my house and find food. And it was like a zombie movie or something.
That's impressive. I
was the only one out.
Yeah.
I agree with everything Robin Noah said about when it gets disgusting and dirty, it's nasty. But I also
everything in New York is disgusting and dirty all the time.
I go one step further. I hate snow even when it falls in the pristine condition.
Why?
Because it's cold and wet and damp, and it makes it hard to move around.
And now it's been falling in, like, buckets. So, like, whenever it snows, it's like it's just like the sky takes a dump on us.
Even when I see, like, some kind of landscape, you know, upstate New York.
Some kind of landscape. Yeah. Sorry.
Like upstate New York, or it's pristine snow conditions, I still want to vomit. I just hate snow. I hate the sight of snow. I hate how it feels. I like hot weather, or even mild weather.
So can we all move somewhere warm into the podcast from there?
It's fun to have a snow fight if you're.
It's completely blew me off.
No.
Yes.
Well, sure. If we all, let's all move to LA.
I'll move to Vegas.
How about Vegas?
It is very nice and cheap, not like L.A.
And I still like snow. Why would I want to move?
Well, somehow. It can still sound like...
Babe, we're not. I like the summer. Summer's my favorite. Spring is my favorite.
Yeah.
Summer's my favorite.
I sweat too much. I sweat even when it's cold, so summer...
That's because you don't shave your pubes. If you shave your pubes, you'll have better ventilation.
In my armpits and...
Shave your armpits.
Hair and stuff. My head?
Sure.
No. Even when I shave my head still sweats. There's no...
Lose some weight.
So it has nothing to do with hair.
Because you wear a hat all the time.
Yeah.
Let your scalp
when
breathe.
I was in junior high school and weighed 70 pounds, I still had this issue.
Lose some weight.
Yeah.
I believe we have... I believe this is Leroy. Oh. Maybe.
Just clip it on my butt hair.
Leroy, there you is.
Yeah, it's Leroy.
Yeah.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's good. You're cutting in and out a little bit.
Sorry.
You're not.
I was going to say, on that Dolph Ziggler thing, if you read the first comment somebody posted on that 411 site, it sums up the whole thing, and it's pretty good.
I already closed it. What was the comment? You have it in front of you?
No, he's driving.
No, I'm in my car.
I'll get it. It's okay.
So while he gets that, you keep your eyes open while eating pussy? Is what we were talking about.
Yeah. All in.
Very much so.
The whole time?
And, like, Sure. Why would I ever close my eyes? I don't really get it.
Really
unless there's some, like, bodily fluid being sprayed in my face or something.
Is that a common occurrence?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
So, okay. Now, so your eyes are open when you're eating pussy. Now, how about when you're fucking? Do you do the eye contact with your eyes?
No, I mean, sometimes my head will be on the side, or, like, you know, if I'm on top, it'll be next to her on the side if I'm, like, really going at it. It depends on the positioning, I guess. But
right, like,
I'm sorry?
What about in missionary position? With her, she's on her back, legs up. That's missionary, right? No.
If I'm on top, it depends. I mean, most of the time, my eyes are open, though, because I like to see her facial expressions, and I do like to hear things. But that is interesting that you said if you close your eyes, your other senses will, I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to try that now.
Who's usually the top, Leroy?
Me. I much prefer being on top. And I love, like, when I'm like, eating her out, and, like, she'll put her feet up on my back, and then she'll, like, kind of, like, arch her back to, like, put her vagina into my face even more. And we're just like, it's terrific.
The person.
Yeah, guys like that for sure.
Basically, we're like my nose and mouth and like, it's getting in there.
Got it. Now, when she's pegging you, is there eye contact?
You're funny, Rob.
Thank you.
I like that your reason for being on top most of the time is just because you like it that way. What does your wife prefer?
I think she prefers that. She's not a big fan of riding it.
She's a mute. She's just like, whatever makes it end quicker.
Aww.
If it's to be on top, then just let's do this, please.
I mean, it sounds like Leroy is a giver.
I mean,
so.
Even when he's going down on her, she's clearly doing most of the work if she's, like, face-fucking him.
True. No, yeah, he's saying when she's...
Not really. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, come
maybe
on.
Maybe she's trying to get away from him. She's trying to, like, push away.
It's resistance. She's, like, trying to kick him off.
And there's suction. There's suction. So,
instinct.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. You guys are kind of assholes today.
Oh. I'm with you, Leroy. They're being too mean. But thank you for calling in.
We've
all sinned.
Every time Leroy calls in, it's like he's the character from Memento, where he has to be reminded that we're assholes. It's like, just tattoo it on yourself, man. We're assholes every time.
I'm sorry, Sid who?
He needs Joe Pantoliano to be his sidekick.
Oh, my God, Deuterino. If she's under 120 pounds, I'll pick her up, have her sit reverse on my shoulders, and hold her up while I eat her out, almost in like a powerbomb position.
High ceilings.
That's all you can lift at 120.
5'6", 2. How do you eat pussy?
You just read how I ate pussy, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all good. But yeah, the house that I have done that in, it just had a really high ceiling. Where I live now, it's not that high, so I can't do that anymore, but...
No ceiling fan.
Yeah, only 120. That's my max.
Imagine the body's all convulsed. She's been decapitated.
How long do you think he would wait until he busted his nut before calling 911?
Well, he's going down on her. Oh, so you think he would realize that she was
decapitated? Oh, do I sound weird? Sorry, I was laying
down. Oh, I thought this was during sex. I'm sorry. I got it.
No, he's got her up on the shoulders.
Yeah, and eating her out, right.
Oh, my God, the imagery.
Sid, you got no room to talk shit. I bet your wife closes her eyes, too.
Oh.
I wouldn't know because my eyes are closed.
Do what the fuck she wants. So, do you do this often with women? If they're under 120,
is your preferred method?
Yes.
I like to try it if the ceiling's not too low, but if I can, I think they find that amazing, and they usually do. So, I try it if I can.
Boy. You ever give a tope suicida on a woman?
I have no idea what that is. Please tell me what that is so I can do it.
Suicide dives.
Tell me what it is so I can do it next time.
It's when a person runs across the ring and dives through the ropes onto a person outside of the ring.
Oh, suicide. Dive into her vagina? Hell yeah, I'll try that.
You're welcome. By the way, we have the first comment on that Dolph.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
it says, Dolph, please just shut up.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's
he was right. That did sum it up.
Agreed. Wonderful. All right, well, do we know any other ways you like to eat pussy?
Maybe another topic. I think I posted it on your visitors page on the Livecast Facebook. Did you guys ever try that Places I've Pooped app where you basically can leave reviews of, like, public places where you have pooped?
You know what?
I feel
it's
like you
really,
could really streamline toilet tour.
I forgot to do it. I will tell you the truth. I'm really mad that I never took the initiative because I had that idea before apps were a thing. Like 20 years ago, I had an idea of having like a handbook or something,
yeah,
like a Zagat's guide that comes out periodically
for poopers.
And I said, "This, I'm never going to do
a
that."
A fecal-oriented Yelp.
Yeah, basically, it's great. It's a great idea, and I'm angry. I'm so angry that I don't want to use it out of spite.
Yeah. I feel like the places that you would be reviewing probably wouldn't want to be mentioned because they probably don't want people just showing up just
that's
to
true
use the bathroom.
Yeah, and then
it
would
be hard to make it happen.
I don't think they can control that.
Well, in a publication, they might be able to. In an
app,
maybe not.
No, in an app, no.
But you don't want people to know your spots because then they'll all go there and
also
turn
true
them bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's on you, whether you want to share it or not. You don't have to share it.
And also, I don't want toilet tour streamlined. The whole point is the journey.
But if I ran that app, I would say I would take the initiative and, like, canvas the streets like Google Earth does. I just have someone, a team, like, looking for
bringing
cameras
into the bathroom.
The idea, I think the idea.
I don't know how that's going
to
go over.
The idea is to crowdsource it where you have enough people using it where it does.
Right, but the thing
now
is, as Sid pointed out, crowdsourcing it sort of ruins the data. Because,
how so?
Because the more people know about it, the more people are going to ruin it.
I see. The more people know about it, the more people would be using the bathroom, the higher the risk that the bathroom gets destroyed.
Exactly.
Not up to its quality.
Yep.
Understood.
So this would just give, like, more of a reason for people to go to the bathroom more there, making them progressively more shitty, and then you don't want to go to the bathroom in public places at all then.
Yeah. Well,
funny enough, somebody,
if that made any sense.
Trump Tower was the best place to take a shit, the best public restroom to take a shit in Midtown.
I don't doubt that.
Not anymore. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the
sure, the toilet paper is golden like his hair.
Not anymore because the Secret Service is there, so they're not going to let you in.
And they're always pooping. Always
taking a moment.
It's not because they're protecting Trump. It's because they're just
they
shitting.
Shits.
They hired poopy guys.
That'd be awesome if I had a Secret Service agent wipe my ass for me. That'd be great.
Yeah, with a gun.
Okay.
But yeah, I gotta go. Have a great show, guys.
Goodbye.
Voice. Oh, we do have a few more voice.
I'm not using that Rudy Giuliani thing.
So use it. I sent it to you.
Passive aggressive comment there.
You brought it up.
Oh,
they need
podcast crew. This is Jack from the San Francisco Bay Area, sitting in San Francisco Bay Area traffic. Not fun. Been listening for a couple months now, starting to work my way back to the archives. Love the show. You guys are great. I've left a couple voicemails in the past.
He sort of sounds like a young Alex Jones.
But I did want to take a moment and point out, you guys were talking about the movie Beetlejuice for some reason, and then Noah cross-referenced Beetlejuice, or Darren cross-referenced Beetlejuice to Beetlejuice of the Howard Stern Show, and then Noah said, rest in peace, but Beetle's still alive and doing well.
Is
so,
he?
Noah,
I thought he was dead,
shocked,
too.
Being a serious employee you are, but
I also thought he was dead.
Keep up the good work, otherwise, don't forget to fact-check.
Yeah.
Let's make America great again.
Oh, boy.
Have a good one. Bye.
Oh, you know, he's right. Hold on. I
he
thought Beetle was dead.
But, you know, that's kind of a running theme on this show anyway, that we say RIP when someone's still alive.
Yeah, so.
Not real. Doesn't really change it.
Rest assured, he'll be dead soon enough now that we did that.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
There you go.
Imagine. Huh. All right, we have one more quick voice.
Hey, Metal Injection. I'm from Portland.
Is this that Igor band that you listened to, Rob?
I was, yeah. No.
Into the that had this had this thing had better quality phone quality.
Anyway, those were our voicemails. You brought Alex Jones. I did have an Alex Jones clip I wanted to play, I believe, right?
I don't know. You asking me? You got it or not?
I believe there was not. Yeah. I wrote this Alex Jones quote needs no context. Loading it right now.
Well, don't make sure you don't put it in context then.
His quotes don't have context, so.
All these weird sexual fetishes. Oh. So I've learned all these horrible terms, you know, like upper decker. People crap on the top of a toilet.
How's that a sexual fetish?
That is in no way a sexual fetish.
I think that revealed more about Alex Jones than he realized.
I like my toilet sex to be clean and free of turds.
I learned all these horrible terms, you know, like upper decker.
I have a question. What is the context of this? Why is he?
He's talking about Pizzagate.
But where is he? Is it on his show? Or is it like someone?
This is some. No, this is some.
He's at a Christmas party.
He is at his Christmas tree, shooting a video with his phone. This is a breaking update.
Okay.
Up on the toilet, just to be mean to the next person that comes in. You know, in the water container. That abused my mind. I'm sorry I'm even spreading that, but that's one of the more innocuous ones.
Innocuous, yes.
Well, now since
it's the ones that are the most like shooting an inoculation in your eye. Why is he like? Aren't there like lizard people that he has to fight? Why is he so?
Those are the ones that do
these
the
are that he's in.
Only a lizard person who smells like sulfur would do an upper decker in your toilet tank.
To get up on there with their reptilian hind leg.
Oh, yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah, they lift their tail and
with their reversible knee joints. It makes it easier for them to climb up and squat on the toilet. It all makes sense.
Does
just
it.
Like that. Just like why there's no plane debris at the Pentagon.
And chemtrails.
I didn't know crazy sexual stuff till I was in college.
Shocking.
And when I say crazy sexual stuff, I mean mild stuff.
I mean some putting a penis in a vagina.
Also, I love that he didn't know, like, he just basically said, like, I was a prude. I had nobody wanted to have sex with me in high school.
Right. He wasn't a prude. I mean, it wasn't his choice.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't do any sexual stuff like putting my pee-pee in a hooter. I didn't do nothing in college. That's when I had a job and I could afford a prostitute.
Now, this is crazy, folks. This is going to blow your mind. I just heard this week from a very informed source, a high-ranking government official, that when a man loves a woman, he puts his pee-pee inside of her thing-thing, and that is how babies are born. You can't make this stuff up!
Wait a minute. Was Alex Jones the one that was doing my x-ray today?
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, I'm on the beginning. And I said that instead of asking me when I had my last period, he said, your thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I do remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah, 2 hours ago.
And now I had to read thousands of pages of these things instead of my
reports. I bet he was.
He had to.
Thousands he was reading.
Talk about sex, talk about pee-pee. I've forgotten more in the last month than I knew sexually my entire 42 years before that.
Which is nothing.
Yeah.
He knows nothing.
Hold on. He's 42? Alex Jones is 42.
He means that's like how long he's been sexually active.
Check out his age.
Play that back, please.
You did say 42.
I want to hear the context.
Since college, 42 years since college.
That's what I think he means.
My entire 42 years before that.
The whole
42
thing.
Years before that.
Now he's 42.
What?
He's younger than me. He's February 11th. February 11th, 1974 is what Wikipedia says.
I'm coming.
I thought he was in his 60s.
Oh, my God.
He looks fucking terrible.
That is...
Yeah, that's what happens when you're shouting all day.
He was born 6 weeks after me? Holy fucking shit.
That's got to be fake. That's got to be a...
My
Oh, I agree. I think it's bullshit.
No way.
Guy looks awful. I'm only 42, people.
Or maybe you just look really good for a 42-year-old.
I don't know about that. But well,
for sure.
I don't think so. I think I look my age, and he looks way older.
I don't think he looks 42.
I think I look better than Alex Jones. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like he's in his 50s, I would say.
Yeah, that's fair. He looks like he's at least 50.
I never get sick of a baboom. I just cannot.
What? Baboom? We talked over this whole thing. I got to hear every ounce of this. This is the best.
It's crazy sexual stuff. I mean mild stuff, folks. Mild.
Mild stuff, folks.
Mild.
Not doing any of that butt stuff.
I read thousands of pages of these things and so do my reporters.
Not doing any of those hair porn
I've
videos.
Forgotten more in the last month than I knew sexually my entire 42 years before that.
No Eiffel Tower.
I never get sick of Marilyn Monroe. I never get sick of a vaboom. I just cannot imagine being these globalists that are into all this weird-ass crap and spirit cooking and hardcore.
Can we parse that for a second? What is
what,
the spirit cooking? Well, the spirit cooking is a thing. That's
what is it?
All right.
Nobody say it is a thing. It is like
it's an Alex Jones thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's an Alex Jones thing. Yeah. It's when the emails are being leaked from Hillary Clinton. One of this series of emails was from John Podesta, one of her associates.
Her campaign manager.
And he is into a lot of weird stuff, admittedly. He's into, like, UFOs. And a lot of his emails, a disturbing number of his emails are about UFOs.
Oh, yeah, him and Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 were exchanging emails about UFOs.
And one of the emails was about spirit cooking, which, if I remember correctly, is, like, some kind of fucking psychic, like, seance shit.
I see.
So then he spun it into like every member of Hillary Clinton's like cohorts are like they're all practicing Satanism and stuff, and that's where that came from.
I'm coming.
Let me look up exactly what spirit cooking. Okay. So I don't want to misrepresent
Alistair Crowley stuff in the brochures that went to Podesta. It says Alistair Crowley blood drinking. Black magic in the media is like,
black magic.
Alex Jones says it's connected to Aleister Crowley. The frickin' brochure says it, man.
There's a brochure?
Well, he sounds like such a... The frickin' brochure says it, man. Why? You gotta believe me. You gotta believe me. He sounds like that Simpsons character, the car salesman. What was it?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? No. Frank? What is it? Not
here it is. A new WikiLeaks release of stolen emails belonging to Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, reveal an invitation by his brother to a spirit cooking dinner at the home of artist Marina Abramović.
Oh, God.
Okay, you know who that is?
Yeah, our friend Marina.
Marina Lennon. Spirit cooking with essential aphrodisiac recipes was released by Ms. Abramović in 1996.
Oh my God.
The ingredients call for fresh breast milk with fresh sperm milk to be consumed on earthquake nights.
Mm.
New York's Museum of Modern Art called it a cookbook for evocative instructions for actions or thoughts. Another recipe calls for fresh morning urine. Are you in NYC Thursday, July 9th? Marina wants you to come to dinner. Mary, Tony Podesta says in an email forwarded to his brother. June 28, 2015. Dear Tony, I'm so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place, Ms. Abramović says in a June 25th email, et cetera, et cetera.
We got it.
All right. Well, I thought there was another relevant piece, but there's not. Okay.
Wait, who's Marina Abramović?
Marina
Abramović. She's like this artist, performance artist from New York. This Russian.
She's the one that did, what was it, at MoMA a few years ago? She did that thing where she just sat at a table and people lined up and sat across
to look at her.
Just looked at her.
Oh, okay.
And it was this like movie. People said they broke down crying.
HBO did a whole special about it. The dumbest thing I ever saw in my fucking life.
She was in a Jay-Z video.
So this is very clearly weird.
Yeah.
And
deserves
to be made fun of, but they spun it into it's a conspiracy that they're trying to be aliens or something.
I don't think it deserves to be made fun of. They're not harming anybody.
It deserves to be made fun of.
And
it's
making
stupid.
Fun of something isn't harming it. It's just making fun of it.
It's still eliciting a reaction.
It's mockworthy. It's idiotic.
Performance.
You would go to this.
You don't know. Well, I would have an open mind. Maybe it's great.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't drink piss.
You know it's dumb. You wouldn't, but would you watch somebody drink piss? Is that entertaining? Or piss?
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, listen. I think it's
You've never watched like piss porn? Like not I don't get off
no,
on
no,
it.
I'm not saying sexually. This is not meant to be sexual.
Yeah,
this is not even like it's just supposed to be shocking.
Okay.
Would you shave your balls in front of Marina Abramovic?
I don't know.
For an art?
Maybe. Oh, for like an art thing?
Yeah.
Would anybody else be there? I don't know if I feel comfortable.
No, she'd be filming it and then it would be.
You would be sitting across the table shaving your balls.
She's watching. She'd probably start telling me what to do and I'd be like, I can't handle that.
She's
like,
just, you're just
it.
Some dude.
Then no.
Is she friends with Mama Rabba? Did they go to high school?
Probably. No, she's too young.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's like in her 40s.
No, I think she's older than that. Imagine she has the same birthday as Alex Jones.
No, let's hear a little more of this.
Bigger conspiracy.
She's on her own Reddit saying, no, I do real rituals.
First, can we back it up? There was one thing he said that we glossed over, which is he makes a Marilyn Monroe reference, which also tells me that he's more older than 42.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rob, how old is your mom?
60.
Marina Abramovic, 70 years old.
Oh, wow. She looks
born in 1946.
70.
So she might have been your mom's like,
actually,
art teacher.
Yeah, right?
10 years old, she was teaching it. That's
how good of an artist she is.
Stuff. In the brochures that went to Podesta, it says Aleister Crowley, blood drinking, black magic. And the media is like, crazy Alex Jones says it's going to be Aleister Crowley. The freaking brochure says it, man. And then she's on her own Reddit saying, no, I do real rituals. Well, of course it's real.
Who says
that? I've researched that stuff, and I just cannot believe, though, that, again, but I don't know how deep it goes with that lady, so I'm not going to accuse her of actually killing real people with no evidence.
Oh, Maria Abramovic.
Well,
he's very concerned about evidence.
All those billions in D.C. and New York, the corruption, it runs deep. I grew up in a rich county in Texas. And, you know, the occult was all over the place. I never got involved in it, but it was there. But just